Mother Buscal stayed with the yawning Dibbons while Tansy drifted quietly outside to see what her friend wanted. Together they descended the stairs and strolled out into the beautiful spring night, and Arvin related what formal Diggum had told him.
Diggum and his team located the exact spot where the trouble with the south wall began. Today, while we were dealing with the tree, he and his moles began excavating. I've arranged with him to show us what he found.
Holding lighted lanterns, Diggum and his stout crew awaited them at the edge of the sloping shaft they had dug into the ground near the wall base. Tugging his snout courteously to Tansy, the mole chieftain greeted her.
Good eventide to ye, ma'am. There be summat here I want to need to cast thy eye o'er. I'll go front of ye, and my moles will follow, keeping firm hold of yon rope.
Sensibly, the moles had pegged ropes either side of the shaft walls, forming a strong banister. Gingerly, everyone followed Diggum into the shaft. The earth was moist and slippery under paw. Following Diggum's advice, Tansy held tightly to the ropes. By lantern light, she saw that the shaft levelled out into a small tunnel, where she was forced to crouch, her gown sweeping its sides.
"Burr, I'm sorry your mabbit be getting a muckied up,"
Formal murmured apologetically.
"'Tis only a place fit for mole folk, ma'am."
The abbess patted the broad back in front of her.
"Oh, 'tis nothing a wash day won't solve, friend. Lead on. I'm dying of curiosity to see what you've discovered."
When she did see it, Tansy was almost lost for words. She stood awestruck at what the flickering lantern light revealed.
Great seasons of sun and showers! What is it?
This ends Disc 3.